Elected officials this week paved the way for construction to begin on Whistler Blackcomb's, WB, long-awaited Glacier 8 apartment building, a project nearly 5 years in the making that will add dozens of units of staff accommodation to Blackcomb's Base 2. On Tuesday, February 21, Council greenlit a development permit authorizing the six-story, 66-unit apartment, with several conditions attached. Called Building 8, the apartment will be added to WB's existing staff housing complex at 4800-4814 Glacier Lane. Vail Resorts, WB's parent company, is aiming to begin construction as early as this spring, and, at least according to local officials, it can't come soon enough. I hope they can get into the ground soon and get going. It's very needed, said Councillor Kathy Jewett. Considered under the Resort Municipality of Whistler's, RMOW, Private Employee Housing Initiative, the project was first floated in 2018 as a way to help address Whistler's long-standing housing shortage. Vail Resort submitted a rezoning application for the site, nestled between lots 6 and 7 in the Blackcomb-Benchland South neighborhood, in 2019. Since then, the core elements of the project have largely remained, although minor changes have been factored into the design, such as relocating the entrance to a planned communal space. The proposed building will be similar in architectural style to WB's other Glacier Lane buildings, although it is slightly taller, which RMOW staff said would have minimal visual impact on the adjacent properties. Once completed, Glacier 8 will feature 62 bedroom units with shared kitchen and bathroom facilities, 4 accessible one-bedroom units, and 2 studio units earmarked for temporary respite, all on 3,956 square meters of gross floor area. The facility will also include a number of shared amenities, including 100m2 of common space on the ground floor, 2 shared laundry facilities, a large covered outdoor terrace, and an outdoor seating area with a fire pit. 14 additional parking stalls will be integrated into the site, which is lower than what would typically have been required for a development of this scope. As part of the zoning that was eventually adopted for the site, the RMOW allowed for the reduced parking on the condition that WB make a $1.08 million fee in lieu contribution to help cover the transit costs associated with the project. Glacier 8 will also include 2 universally accessible parking stalls in front of the building's main entrance, as well as 2 electric vehicle charging kiosks. Representing about 240 new beds, Glacier 8 is the largest injection of employee beds Whistler has seen in years, although it still only represents a small fraction of WB's 4,000-plus workforce. When the project was first announced 5 years ago, WB said it housed 31% of its staff internally. With the addition of Glacier 8, the company will house more than a third of its workforce. This is an important piece of addressing our housing needs, as we all know, and the sooner the better, said Mayor Jack Crompton at the February 21 meeting. I am enthusiastic about voting in favor of this. Among the conditions placed on the project that are yet to be fulfilled are a landscaping security of $190,742, a restoration of vegetation disturbed by the project's construction, and the protection of existing trees and forested areas on the site in accordance with the tree preservation plan attached to the project. A spokesperson for Vail Resorts said the company has no timeline at present for the project's completion, and its housing team is actively seeking partners to include more Valley housing for next season to fill the gap until these new employee units come online. An earlier version of this story said the Glacier 8 apartment represented 200 beds, based on Vail Resorts estimates when the project was first announced. In an email after peak's print deadline, a spokesperson said the building would house 240 beds.